Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 17th of August. I'm your host, Paul White. It's great to have you with me today as we journey into 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 12. We spent a little time there on yesterday's podcast, but I didn't get into some of the things I want to get into, namely the opposition to this verse being used in the Grace community because it's Paul quoting a famous statement of his day, and therefore it's not Paul saying something relevant to you and me. I've heard this argument. This argument first surfaced to me, and I know that's not new. It's probably been around a while. In a Q&A I was doing recently where someone was using a different translation. I think ESV, maybe. ESV or NIV, maybe both. And said there are quote marks around that phrase from 1 Corinthians 6:12 and also from 1 Corinthians 10:23, because Paul uses the phrase twice, and that there are quote marks around all things are lawful for me, and that the quote marks are around it in the first usage at the top of the first sentence of verse 12. It's around it in the second usage at the top of the second sentence in verse 12, and then it's repeated in the 23rd verse of 1 Corinthians 10, always with the quotes. And the quotes would mean that he's quoting something. Well, he's not quoting the Old Testament, and so the speculation is that he's quoting a famous writer of his day. In fact, I have a copy of the ESV from a publisher that I trust. It is in quotes, and in the notes of that particular Bible, the commentator wrote, it is speculated, and I'm using a general term here, I'm not quoting verbatim, but it's speculated that Paul is quoting a popular statement of the time. And so that speculation led them to put quote marks. Just note that there are no quote marks in the Greek. That's a construct more of our literature than it would have been their literature. And so if we have placed quote marks in our translation, it's simply conjecture on our part, not proof. So we are believing that he was quoting something else. Let's say for a moment that he is, and it wouldn't even completely surprise me that he is. If he's quoting something popular, all things are lawful for me, and he says it the same way twice, he doesn't rebut it. And so I don't understand that argument as an argument against things being lawful for believers. I don't understand how, because he's quoting someone else, how we walk away from that going, well, he didn't mean that, he's just quoting that. If he's against it, he would say the contrary. He would say something along these lines. All things are lawful for me, but that's not the case, and here's why. Instead, Paul's rebuttal is, but all things are not profitable. New King James, helpful. So even if he is quoting someone saying all things are lawful, he doesn't come against all things are lawful. He just rounds it out. So if all things are lawful for you, all things are still not profitable. If all things are lawful for you, you still don't want to be brought under the power of anything else. In other words, it seems to me that Paul is saying, whether he's quoting or not, because quite frankly, to me, it doesn't matter if he's quoting. What matters to me is that Paul puts a set of spirit-led parameters, and almost common-sense parameters, on your lifestyle while not putting you back under the law. So if all things are lawful for you, wonderful, but all things are still not profitable, that's Paul using common sense to go, just because I can doesn't mean I should, because some things I can do, but they aren't going to do me any good. I can do them, but they may do me in. And then secondly, all things are lawful for me, But I don't want to be brought under the power of something. Some things, and this is where I think it's spirit-led, it's not just common sense, it's spirit-led. Some things, though lawful for me to participate in or lawful for me to do, when it gets to by doing them, they own me, I don't own them, I don't want to be a part of them anymore. The first example Paul uses is probably the best example. Verse 13, food's for the stomach and the stomach for foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Now, why does Paul throw that in next? Well, first of all, food was an enormous part of Judaism. How you eat, what you eat, but more relevant, what not to eat and how not to eat. Even their feast days had dietary restrictions. Paul, by saying all things are lawful, but they're not all profitable, all things are lawful, but you don't want to be brought under the power of them, and then resorting to food, that's something he does again in Romans 14 when he says, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. For Paul and for a lot of the early church writers, but particularly for Paul, lifting the dietary restrictions while doing so under the direction of the Holy Spirit seems to be part of what Paul works on in his letter to the Romans, his letter to the Corinthians, his letter to the Galatians, a little bit in his epistles. Why does he do this? Well, first of all, he's setting you free to be led by the Spirit instead of being led by a list of rules and regulations. But also, I think, by saying you don't want to be brought under the power of any and then going back to food or food and drink, you don't want to have your diet dictate your life. You don't want to have drinking dictate your life. You don't want to have any law breaking or law keeping or the lack of keeping dictate your life. You know, Paul talks about drinking in the New Testament. He doesn't make it off limits, but I think he puts it in the purview of all things are lawful, but you don't be brought under the power of anything. So if you drink, you don't want to be brought under the power of drink. So for some people, that probably means don't drink at all, because the propensity for them to be brought under the power of it would be extreme. How are you going to know? Well, you need to be led by the Spirit. Paul's leading you right up to being led by the Spirit. So again, if all things are lawful but they're not profitable, and all things are lawful but I don't want to be brought under the power of any, then it wouldn't matter if Paul's quoting something famous or if Paul's coining the phrase himself, because he doesn't rebut that they're lawful, he just rebuts that you ought to do them. So doing things simply because you're not under the law seems to be the most immature way to move through the world. And I've seen this happen. This happens a lot when people who are bound by lots of religion and performance come into the liberty of the finished work and grace. They have this backlash where they start doing all kinds of stuff because they can. And their language changes and their actions change and their activities change. And if you confront them on it, they go, hey, I'm not under the law. I'm under grace. And I understand. I mean, I've been through a little bit of that myself, I think. I understand you're not under the law, and so you're stretching your legs a little bit. And that's okay. But the parameters of what to do and what not to do are there if you'll listen to the Holy Spirit. He doesn't want you to do things that's going to tear you down. He doesn't want you to do things that's going to put you under the bondage of something else. And so there are natural limits to this, all things are lawful for me. We'll continue here tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.